Recorded Books presents Istanbul Passage by Joseph Cannon, narrated by Jefferson Mays and directed by Stephen Bartolome.
Part 1. Bebek. The first attempt had to be called off. It had taken days to arrange the boat and the safe house, and then, just a few hours before the pickup, the wind started. A poyraz, howling down from the northeast, scooping up water as it swept across the Black Sea. The Bosphorus waves, usually no higher than boat wakes by the time they reached the shuttered yaliz along the shore, now churned and smashed against the landing docks. From the quay, Leon could barely make out the Asian side, strings of faint lights hidden behind a scrim of driving rain. Who would risk it? Even the workhorse ferries would be thrown off schedule, never mind a bribed fishing boat. He imagined the fisherman calculating his chances. A violent sea, sightless, hoping the sudden shape 40 meters away wasn't a lumbering freighter, impossible to dodge. Or another day safe in port, securing ropes and drinking plum brandy by the cast-iron stove. Who could blame him? Only a fool went to sea in a storm. The passenger could wait. Days of planning, called by the weather. "How much longer?" Mihai said, pulling his coat tighter. They were parked just below Rumele Hisare, watching the moored boats tossing, pulling against their ties. "Give it another half hour. If he's late and I'm not here..." "He's not late," Mihai said, dismissive. He glanced over.